Fotografia europea 2023. Europe Matters. Visioni di un'identità inquieta.
Hi, my name is Ivor Prickett and I want to tell you about my exhibition No Home from War: Tales of Survival and Loss. This collection of work is drawn from the past 15 years of my life as a photojournalist. It consists of five separate bodies of work, which, although made in different parts of the world at different times, all essentially deal with the same issue: the human cost of war. In my earlier work in Croatian Abkhazia, I was drawn to the domestic lives of people who were still struggling to put their lives back together and survive years after the wars that had broken up their regions in the 90s. I was fascinated by the meaning and importance of one's home and the lengths that people would go to return or remain in their homeland, despite the difficulty. Later, between 2012 and 2015, I traveled to over 10 countries as I documented the unprecedented scale of the Syrian refugee crisis, a humanitarian disaster that ultimately fueled the European refugee crisis in 2015. From northern Iraq to the Greek island of Lesbos, I followed some of the millions of Syrians who had fled the brutal war tearing their homeland apart. Now my work had become more immediate. I was witness to the actual displacement. In 2017, I found myself on the front line of the war to defeat ISIS in Iraq and Syria, a brutal campaign aimed at stomping out the terror group's reign in the region. Tens of thousands of people were killed under ISIS, and similarly in the campaign to defeat them. Now, instead of documenting the lives of people years after a war or witnessing the movement of refugees, I was at the source of the problem. The final series, which is of course still ongoing, is the war in Ukraine. I've spent much of the last year on the ground there, where I've witnessed the senseless killing and destruction that Russia has unleashed on its neighbor. Now I find myself on the front line once again, a front line that covers the whole of the country. Never before have I felt it so important that we document the crimes that are being committed in Ukraine. Thank you for looking.